Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I do really hope you had a good weekend. One of the biggest reasons I always have a good weekend is that I leave the world for 24 hours on my Shabbat, my Sabbath, and I strongly recommend something analogous to all of you. It is the highlight of the week, and I have always great weeks. I am a blessed man. So it is primus inter pares. I think it's the way you say it in Latin. It's first among equals. They're all good, but some are better than others. I told you I'm reading a very, very long book on the Enlightenment. And medieval Europe is described, and repeatedly you hear about somebody burned at the stake, or at the very least dismissed from their post-teaching because they were considered by the church to be heretical, and or by the Protestants. Protestants did this as well, just for the record. And I think about our time. We are, the left is literally medieval, not pagan. Pagans did not generally kill you if you had heretical views. The left is really medieval. The dismissal of people for their views. There has been nothing in modern life in America. By modern, I mean really post-18th century, that has had as enforced a doctrine as you now have on the left. And you have to sign at colleges now DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusivity declarations.
Inclusion.
What did I say? Inclusivity?
Yeah.
That was an error, but a minimal error. You absolutely were right in correcting me. For the record, folks, I have said very often, I love being corrected. For the very simple reason that I won't repeat a mistake. If you're not corrected, you will repeat it. Anyway, people have to sign these at colleges. You should read, really should. It's up at our website, DennisPrager.com. Jordan Peterson's statement about why he's leaving the University of Toronto. One reason is that he doesn't want to ruin the careers of students who study under him. If they get a PhD under Jordan Peterson in psychology, it will hurt their careers. Isn't that astonishing? So he doesn't want to be there for that reason, and he doesn't want to be there because he will not sign this conforming doctrine that they have. In Los Angeles, they have announced that students who go to public school must wear a non-cloth mask with a wire.
N95
masks. Well, they know not everybody will have an N95, so you can get a non-cloth imitator of an N95. But they want N95. I am told, because I would go to jail rather than wear one, and I mean that, I am told that wearing an N95 type mask for any long period is very difficult. Very. There is no outlet whatsoever for your own breath, your own air. This is being done on little children who are in greater danger of car accident death than COVID death. Do people, I actually believe this is maybe a rhetorical question. Do parents in the LA Unified School District, as it is known, Do these parents know that there are many districts in the country in which the schools do not demand that their children wear masks? How are children in Florida doing? Are they dying? Are they transmitting COVID to their teachers who are dying? The teachers in the LA Unified School District are so scared that none of these scared people should be teaching. They are horrible models of cowardice and hypochondria to children. I had no such model in a teacher. I had no such model in a parent. It is one of the reasons I am strong. My models were not cowards. You know how many children's parents are cowards? Do you know how many children's teachers are cowards? Do you understand that this has a terrible impact on children? I hope you do, because what we are doing to children is inexcusable. California has done something else that is astonishing. California kids 12 and older could receive a COVID-19 vaccine without parents' okay. This is from the Los Angeles Times, as woke a newspaper as exists. The bill is the first to be introduced this year by a group of Democratic lawmakers pledging to strengthen vaccination laws and target misinformation amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Misinformation. It's the communist term for dissent. That's a good one. It's the communist term for dissent. Ani Chaglazian spent much of last year trying to convince her parents that she should be vaccinated against COVID-19. The 17-year-old said she laid out research showing it would safely protect her from being infected or passing the virus to others. She pleaded. She reasoned. She created a slideshow presentation, but the teen said her parents remained hesitant and she remained unvaccinated. So she's been unvaccinated for 2 years. Whom has she hurt? Has she been hurt? Why, after 2 years, does she want to be vaccinated? You know why? Because she is the product of misinformation, the misinformation of the left, which is infinitely greater and more serious than of the right. Under a bill introduced Thursday by a California lawmaker, Chaglazian and other children in the state would be allowed to make their own vaccination decisions. Senate Bill 866 by Senator Scott Wiener, Democrat San Francisco. Democrat San Francisco. You can't get worse than that. Would permit children 12 and older to be vaccinated, including against COVID-19, without a parent's consent or knowledge. Every totalitarian movement begins by diminishing or eliminating parental authority. The left is a cult and a totalitarian movement. There has never been an exception to that rule. Liberals are not, but liberals are wimps and vote for the left. But they are not leftists. They are not totalitarians. The left is. And it begins with eliminating parental authority. This past Sabbath, Shabbat, the Jews read the Torah, the five books of Moses, the first five books of the Bible, every year. So every Shabbat has a portion of the Bible, of the Torah read. Torah is the first five books. This past Saturday, the reading was the, included the Ten Commandments. I speak at my synagogue every week. I am the non-ordained rabbi of the synagogue. And I did an interesting intellectual exercise for a few moments. Is there such a thing as the most important of the Ten Commandments, I asked. I have a thought on that. It pertains to this.
It's back to school time, and you may be burdened with college bills or private school tuition expenses. Dennis Prager here. With home equity at an all-time high and interest rates low, it is a great time to refinance your home to get cash out to pay those bills. I suggest you contact Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They're with Sierra Pacific Mortgage, people I trust, and you should too. Just go online and take 30 seconds to answer a few questions. This gives them the information they need to give you valuable information often on the first call. Andrew and Todd are not brokers, they're bankers. So they can handle your loan from start to finish, and they are always in your corner. Take that first step today toward getting that cash that you need. Andrew and Todd are with you every step of the way. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-1172, andrewandtodd.com or 888-1172, 888-1172.
Hi, everyone. This is one of the scariest pieces I've ever read to you in my 40 years of broadcasting. A bill in California that if you are 12 or older, you can get vaccinated without your parents' permission or even knowledge. So I was telling you that in synagogue on Saturdays, all over the world, a portion of the first five books is read. We're in the book of Exodus, and the Ten Commandments appeared in this Saturday's, this Shabbat's portion. So, speaking to my congregation, I said, is there a single most important commandment of the ten? And I said, at different times in my life, I have had different picks. Now, I do believe that having no false gods is the most important. If you had to actually make one most important, they're all important. The elimination of false gods. We live in the age of false gods. We have more false gods than the ancient pagans did. Education is a false god. Look at the evil that it leads to. Or is a point that I made. I love education. It's not education. It's education in the hands of people who have misinformation for you. But education became a false god because the assumption was without God, that's what a false god is, something without God. Without God, we can have a lot of education and people will turn out wonderful. But the best educated supported communism and Nazism. The best educated turned out to be the worst. In the United States, that's certainly true. The best educated. As I pointed out on Friday, and I'd never actually put it this way, you learn to be stupid. And I mean that literally. People are born smart. The vast majority of people have fine brains. So you don't learn to be smart, you learn to be stupid. And that's what happens to you. The best educated are the most woke. The most educated are the first to say it's okay for a biological man to compete against biological women. It's not unfair to the women. The most educated are the most likely to say that idiotic, immoral idea that it's fair for women if a biological man competes against them. If you went to graduate school, that is the most likely group to believe that nonsense. So, putting false gods aside, there are many other false gods. Safety is a false god today. We are willing to crush vast numbers of children in the name of safety. If it saves one life, we can ruin 100,000 or 1 million lives. That's the motto of the believers in safety as an end in itself. But I said to my congregation, over the past few years, I have come to believe honor your father and mother might be the most important. Because all totalitarian regimes begin by undermining parental authority. In the communist world, your loyalty was to the party, not your parents. In the fascist world, it was to the leader, not your parents. And in the left-wing world, it is to your teacher or your health authorities, but not your parents. You can get a vaccine that is much more likely to hurt you than help you at that age without your parents' permission or even knowledge? Well, why not? A 16-year-old girl could have her breasts removed if she says she's a boy by an unscrupulous, money-hungry surgeon. What kind of surgeon removes healthy breasts from a teenage girl? Right? Not fair to ask? Monster. Guy's a monster. Huh? It makes you shiver. That's correct. Well, don't start me on medicine today. Annie Shaglazian continues the LA Times article. The girl who is the subject of the story, 17-year-old who really wants a vaccine. The girl knows nothing about vaccines. Nothing. That's the amazing thing. She has no idea that it is useless at best with young people. Does she know how many young people die of it? Was it one? What was the number in LA or California of her age group? One? Annie Shaglazian is an ambassador with Teens for Vaccines, a group that helps teens whose parents are anti-vax. So this girl has found meaning in life. That's what all kids want. Used to be God and country, patriotism and religion. They're both dead, killed by the left. So that's her religion now, vaccines.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks up to the detriment of the big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying that stock. A financial war and a fight for control is being waged against Americans. With all of this volatility, it's never been more important to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings. With over 40 years' experience and tens of thousands of satisfied clients, Nick will help you make informed decisions. Now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. I have Will Witt, major figure at PragerU and major figure now in the country. Will, you went to Washington to the rally?
I did, yeah. I was one of the speakers at this rally. It was a fantastic event.
So who put it on? Who organized this?
You know, it was really a grassroots type of deal with a lot of different organizations. You know, there was Children's Health Defense, there was the Unity Project, lots of different organizations coming together to make this happen. But it was really just lots of just normal people coming together to do their best to put it on.
And what was the message?
Well, the message was against these mandates, these draconian measures that we're seeing all across the country, specifically in many of the leftist cities, D.C., Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, these type of measures that aren't backed up by science. And even when you look at what many doctors are saying, isn't backed up by them either. So it's all about power and control. So we were there marching against those types of mandates.
Who was the keynote speaker, Dr. Malone?
Yeah, I would say Dr. Robert Malone was the keynote, along with Dr. Peter McCullough, and then Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was there as well.
When did you speak?
I was one of the last speakers. It started to get pretty cold, and then the event ended up having to be wrapped up early because of power issues, unfortunately. So I was around 3 p.m., so pretty close to after RFK Jr.
Pretty close to after what?
RFK
Jr. Okay, I got you. Yeah. I got you. So how many people you think were there?
Well, I was just listening to The View on my way, just about to do this interview with you, and they were saying there was about a couple thousand people, when in reality what they're saying is a complete lie. I was there. There's accounts of anywhere from 40,000 to 50,000 people who participated in the march, and it was peaceful, and it was a fantastic event.
The View said 2,000?
Yeah, they said a few thousand were
there.
Oh,
a few thousand.
Anti-vaxxers.
Anti-vaxxers. The vast, probably 95% of those people had their children vaccinated. Not on COVID.
90% of the speakers were vaccinated against COVID, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, it's depressing. I mean, obviously you know well what's going on in some European countries. And they have they have really vast demonstrations against mandates in Europe. It does nothing though to move the needle there. They in Germany, it was a gigantic demonstration.
Yes, in Brussels this weekend, you know, Ava was there. There were supposed to be about 700,000 people in Brussels marching against these mandates. People from all over the European Union came, and it was a great event until it actually got shut down. But you got to talk to her about it.
I definitely want to talk to her about that.
Yes.
How would you describe the typical person, if that's even a fair question, who attended the march?
The typical person there was someone who wanted to get back to the America that they grew up in. They see an America now that has taken away their freedoms, that has taken away their individual, their value of choice, and they no longer have that. And all they want to do is be able to live their lives in peace without these draconian measures. They want to be able to get away from these mandates, get away from these edicts, and be able to just live their life free from the government's control. It is just normal people who have said, I've had enough of this. These aren't extremists or anti-vaxxers.
So in a sense,
like it's just normal people.
Exactly. That's a really good description, Will. So in effect, these people want their states to be Florida.
That is exactly correct. They want it to be Florida, Texas, Idaho. It's you know, this event that we just did was for anyone of any political purpose. I was really the biggest conservative name there to come and speak. You know, it wasn't really like that. There was a person from Black Lives Matter coming and speaking. But it is worth noting that most of the draconian measures, these mandates, are happening in left-wing cities.
That's exactly right. Are you back in L.A.?
I am. Got back late last night and went on Fox and Friends this morning to talk about it, too.
Well, I salute you for going and speaking. You're a credit to PragerU and to the country.
Thank you, Dennis. God bless you.
He has. Thank you. God bless you. Will Witt can be seen every single day on a podcast with another spectacular young person, Amala Epunobi, at thepragerU.com. it gives me hope when, you know, I remember when these young people, they give me hope. That's right.
All of you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have their box stores or any shopping channels. They've been part of this canceled culture, and they want to pass on the savings directly to you. You can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, now $24.98 with the promo code. Or king size, regularly $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to my new beds. Promo code also works on mystore.com and frankspeech.com. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-761-6302. Use the promo code Prager to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's mypillow.com, promo code Prager, or 800-761-6302.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. I have a great question in Palos Verdes, California. This is a thoughtful question. Hello, Josh.
Oh, hello, Dennis. My question is, would this new bill, if it were passed into law, only go in one direction? What I mean by that is, let's say the teenager has woke parents who want to force him or her to get the coronavirus vaccine, and the teen doesn't want to. Can the teen then say, okay, I'm going to defy my parents and not get it? Or does it only go in one direction?
The teen can... It's inconceivable to me that they would give a vaccine to a kid who didn't want it. They don't give a vaccine to an adult who doesn't want it. You can mandate all you like, but nobody is physically forcing people into a vaccination site.
I don't know, since it's become a religion, I'm not sure how far they're going to take it.
Oh, that's a separate issue. How far they'll take it? They will take it as far as they can get away with. The issue is overwhelmingly about power. They don't believe in masks. The issue with Newsom dining at this ultra-expensive restaurant, French Laundry, during the height of the lockdowns, and the laws about masks in California, the issue is not, oh, Newsom's a hypocrite. It's irrelevant with whether he's a hypocrite. The issue is he doesn't believe in masks. That's what, no one took the right lesson. If the man believed that masks save lives, including his own, he would have worn one at the French Laundry. I don't care if he's a hypocrite. Of course he's a hypocrite. There is no non-hypocrite in the Democratic Party hierarchy. But that's irrelevant. I'm not interested in the lack of ethics in Democratic rulers. I'm interested in the issue of what is true. They don't believe masks work. It is all a power play. Nancy Pelosi was seen on video getting her hair done by a stylist in somewhere in California without a mask on, walking through the place. While all the stylists were losing their incomes, she went to one. Of course it's hypocrisy, but that's irrelevant. She doesn't believe masks do a damn thing. She doesn't want to die. Newsom doesn't want to die. They're all caught. Fauci was caught at a baseball game, taking his mask off to enjoy the game more. They don't believe what they're telling you. It's not a matter of they're hypocrites. They don't believe it. It's a gigantic lie, and they know it. It's a power issue. It's not a health issue. That's all it's about. You won't listen to me? Why do they hate DeSantis? Because he's exposed the lie of masks.
don't wear a mask if you don't want to in the whole state of Florida. Are they dying in Florida like flies? People are sending their kids in now in L.A. with N95 or N95 type masks to have no fresh air all day long, even outdoors, while in Florida kids go with no masks inside the classroom? Are kids dying in Florida? Does this matter to parents in Los Angeles? And the answer is no, because they're ignoramuses. They're a combination of these parents and all the virtually every teacher is a combination of cowardice and ignorance. The ignorance feeds the cowardice. Answer the question, teachers. Why are they not wearing masks in Florida schools? Hello? Hello? What's your answer? Because they have a Republican governor. If you care about your children, vote Republican. Period. End of issue. I don't care about any other issue. What is more important to a parent than a child? Why would you vaccinate these children, let alone have them wear masks? I got a story here on a child. Where is the story here? Yeah. From World Tribune. All he wanted to do was play hockey, father of 17-year-old says. The father of a 17-year-old who is required to get the COVID vaccine in order to play in youth hockey competition and died soon after getting the jab said the vaccine killed his son and that nobody ever talks about deaths. Quote, nobody ever talks about deaths. It's happening more than anyone knows. And it is just being denied in silence. Now, is that misinformation? Tell me something. Hey, Twitter. Media Matters. And the other liars of the left. Is that misinformation? Answer the question. Did this 17-year-old die from the vaccine? Yes or no? If he didn't, then I am giving you misinformation. If he did, the entire left is lying to you about COVID. One of us is lying. How's that for being direct? It's either me or the whole left. The entire left. There is no exception. Not the LA Times, New York Times. Will they report on this kid? They certainly report on the people who die who were against being vaccinated. Everyone is a headline, right? Talk show host who talked against facts, dies of COVID. Do you anybody know about the 17-year-old?
The Dennis Prager Show.
Closing time. Turn all of the lights on.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. John in Los Angeles. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Dennis, I was going to let you know that recently I did get COVID-19. I was around my parents and I had the K95 mask. Thankfully they were okay. And just so you know, my son is fully vaccinated and he's doing just fine. We're all doing fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I draw no conclusion, however, from what you said. My stepson and his then fiance were living in my house. About a year ago, both got COVID, the Delta, not Omicron, Delta. And there was no social distancing and no masks in my house, and nobody got it. I got it like a year later. So we don't know. There are people who live with people who have COVID, sleep in the same bed and get nothing. We don't know why one gets it and not the other. So it might be attributable to the N95 mask. I'm not denying it. And it might not. Just for the record, the reason people, doctors, wear N95 masks is overwhelmingly to prevent infection from something dropping from them inadvertently, whether it's saliva or something else, into open wounds of that are part of the surgery process. So the medical personnel during surgery wear it to protect the person and to protect them should there be blood that spurts up or what have you. It's not a viral protector. So, anyway, it is what it is. Mark in Orlando says the shot is not a vaccine. Let's stop calling it a vaccine. So here's what, you're entirely right. So what the CDC did was what all mendacious enterprises do. They changed the definition of the word. Vaccine, literally, they have changed the definition, and of course the woke dictionaries have gone along with it. It no longer prevents you from getting what you are inoculated against. It now protects you. It means you won't get it as bad, but you still may well get it. I'm Dennis Prager.